fighting for America.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We rejoice that our new members and families are here. We will welcome them. We're glad and humbled to begin anew as servants of the people's house.
Fighting for Idaho.
Would you be willing to advocate for a tax increase to improve the school budget situation?
I will tell you that I am interested in exploring every opportunity for increased revenue for our schools.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, you're an excellent resource and advocate for gun rights. And you help people hear these issues and understand them and get the word out.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I do. K. Miller in the Morning. Currently, it is 29 in Meridian. Thank you all for joining us. You know, I was tuning into Glenn Beck yesterday, as I do after this program, and Glenn was talking about the shooting at the newspaper office there in Paris. And as you heard at the top of the hour, you've had people around the world, including President Obama, talking about these ideas of, you know, we've got to work together and everything else. Of course, you know, you wonder, comparing what happened in France to Benghazi, you know, you take a look at this issue, and, you know, you wonder, the president didn't make any speeches after that, yet he's out in the forefront on this one. And, you know, we don't like to be uncomfortable. You know, how many of us go home to our spouses and we just become, I won't do this to you, I will say this, and you know, you have an issue at work, you have an issue in a social setting, and we talk to our spouse and we become Kevin tough guy or blobbity blah tough guy, and well, I told him that blankety blank. And God bless our spouses, and if we're not married, God bless our four-legged family members. I know my little dogs Bama and Carolina and little Buster now, Buster Bronco, before, you know, we had Mrs. Miller in our lives, you know, they would hear about me opining, or we call friends or talk to our neighbors, and we vent, right? You know, this isn't Dr. Phil, but stay with me. And, you know, we talk about our internal frustrations, and, you know, we get these things out, and we never, ever deal with issues, it seems, that make us uncomfortable. And this issue with the radical Islam, these issues with the terrorists, they're exposing us for the fallacy of our beliefs. Not our beliefs in God, not our beliefs in family or America, but the progressive agenda. Let me prove that point to you. The progressives believe that America is a flawed country, that America is too much. You know, we've pounded our chest too much. We've stuck it in the face of people, and we need to get some of our own medicine. That's why we never condemn the radical Muslims that attack us in this country, like Major Nadal Hassan. We let that guy grow a beard. We bend over backwards. We don't call him the butcher of Fort Hood. We call it an incident of workplace violence. You know, a little emotional here. You're thinking to yourself, gosh, I want to be entertained. Well, I'm sorry, but these are the facts, my friends, and this is why we come together each and every morning to bear these out. I mean, you take a look at the guy in, what was it, Oklahoma, that decapitated a woman? Man, he did it because of his religion. Now, we call that an incident of workplace violence. And when there's a terrorist attack, a real-life terrorist attack in this country, we don't blame the individuals responsible. We blame Tim McVeigh because he was a white Christian guy. Well, let me tell you something. There are bullies in the world that just don't talk the talk. They want to destroy us. They want to kill us for believing in Jesus Christ. They want to kill us for giving women the same rights as men. They want to kill us for our beliefs on gay marriage. They want to kill us. And it doesn't matter what they say to us to our faces. Heck, they're so cocky, they're so arrogant, they'll tell you they'll kill you. These are the people that chop people's heads off. and this newspaper in France. And I have a different take on these issues. And maybe it's after doing this for 20 years, you kind of know where a line is and how far you want to go. I had a friend of mine once who was fired because he spoke out against the radical Islams. He might have even gone a little further and took on the Muslim faith. Big time talk show guy doing well in Washington, D.C. And I remember hanging out with Sean at the time. Sean was visiting our market in North Carolina and overhearing Sean going, Michael's going to get himself fired. And he did. Michael got himself fired because he crossed a line. And you have to ask yourselves, is it really worth it? Is putting a funny picture of the Prophet Muhammad in your newspaper worth getting killed for? This is an eye-opener of how the rest of the world works as opposed to the United States of America. We have two fraudulent movie stars in Seth Rogen and that other slappy, and they're standing up for freedom by smoking dope and making fun of the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. And as I talk to people on and off the air, when you starve your own people, when you have your uncle killed, when you have nuclear weapons, you get used to living the semi-charmed life. So, yeah, you are going to be offended when you have two slappies from the United States making fun of you for the entire world to see. And there will be retaliation. When you sit there and put a picture up of Muhammad or of whomever, and they say they're going to kill you, they are going to kill you. And I think you have to determine whether your life is worth it. The Western governments will not stand behind you. The media will condemn you. In fact, we have Howard Dean here at 580KIDO already making excuses.
Calling these people Muslim terrorists, they're about as Muslim as I am. I mean, they have no respect for anybody else's life. That's not what the Quran says. And, Europe has an enormous radical problem. And an enormous, I think ISIS is a cult, not an Islamic cult. I think it's a cult.
Yeah.
And I think that, you got to deal with these people.
Right. It's a cult. And not an Islamic cult, but a cult that they were yelling, Allah Akbar, as they were shooting people. And there is a great disconnect, my friends, from people that work in the media world. They live in a charmed world. They don't understand that these people mean what they say and say what they mean. But based on what we've heard, based on the gunshots that were echoing yesterday during this program, how can we not say that this is a grave danger? And there is a reason why people make fun of the Christians. I was listening to a radio show on my way in, and some guy thought he was funny saying, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. And I'm going, wow. And the yuck-yucks laughed about it because it's the in thing. It's the safe thing to do. It's not safe in a world, and you have to hold yourself accountable. Do you go into situations? Do you provoke the beast? Now, you're going to have people saying they were doing their jobs and everything else. Well, their jobs got them killed. The interview, they made, what, $27 million? And they had people in this country actually believing that they were standing up for freedom. In the end, when you're being attacked, buying popcorn at a movie theater to support some guys that live in the rich Beverly Hills ain't worth it. My point being, at 580-5436, we have to understand the world that we live in. Here it is.
The two person wearing black, very covering clothes and with hidden faces came in with a heavy weapon and used them against people, and now the 40 about people working there are under protection.
We need to show that we are a united country We have to be firm. We have to be strong.
This obviously was incredibly well planned at the time of the editorial meeting to obviously target many of those journalists.
The fact that this was an attack on journalists, attack on our free press, also underscores the degree to which these terrorists fear freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
It's like we all take a bullet. The killed people, but all French people take a bullet today.
No one feels safe anymore, whether you're Muslim or not, whether you're a journalist or not. No one wants to be walking around thinking someone can shoot you because you don't think the same.
We are aware that a French magazine published cartoons featuring a figure resembling the Prophet Muhammad, and obviously we have questions about the judgment of publishing something like this. We know that these images will be deeply offensive to many and have the potential to be inflammatory.
Wow, they could call that one. That was Jay Carney, September 19th, 2012, during a press conference. And now we see his prediction coming to life. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. When we're taking a look at how to react to this situation, and could we actually see this happen to us here in America? Think about that.
To those who slander the Prophet of Islam.
There we are. One more time there, Sweet William.
The future must not belong to those who slander the Prophet of Islam.
The President of the United States, after the Benghazi attacks. Now, how many of us really know about Islam? How many of us really want to get uncomfortable here so early in the morning? But with these attacks, gosh, something has to be done because it ain't working, right? At 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And since President Obama and so many others like to describe Islam as peaceful, let's read some of these religious verses from the Quran, courtesy of the website, thereligionofpeace.com. Quote, and kill them wherever you find them, and turn them out from where they have turned you out. And if al-fitna, disbelief is worse than killing, but if they desist, then lo, Allah is forgiving and merciful, and fight them all until there is no more disbelief and worshiping of others along with Allah. And worship is all for Allah alone. So when it comes to taking the fight to the radicals, this country just sits on its hands. And if you're going to sit there and publish, I mean, is that the truth? Is that the truth this morning at 580-5436? And we talk about the freedom of speech in this country, and I've said before, look, there are certain people like Boss Hogg or Kevin Spacey's character, President Frank Underwood, you just don't mess with. And is it a shock to these folks that this happened? Was it horrible? Yes. Are we condoning it? No. But these people are empowered to do whatever they want, and they feel empowered to get away with it. And we're going to have President Obama making a speech. We're going to have everybody else chanting. But, you know, we go back to what Jay Carney talked about, and you might as well have predicted this.
Well, we are aware that a French magazine published cartoons featuring a figure resembling the Prophet Muhammad, and obviously we have questions about the judgment of publishing something like this. We know
Carney called it. Carney called it. And what, we're going to blame the French magazine? In today's world, I would say yes. Is it right? Well, we're not going to punish these folks. Oh, sure, they may be arrested.
That these images will be deeply offensive to many and have the potential to be inflammatory.
Well, apparently, yes. So let's be honest, when it comes to certain groups, we've said this before, there is no speech, there is no protection. Whether it's political, like my friend Michael, or they'll take your life like those folks in France. 580-5436. So what's the solution to striking back? And do you believe we have enough guts to do something? And if we don't, what would you do? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely.
Are we the United States of America, or are we America run by Washington, D.C.?
We are not just a ragtag bunch of people out here that are on the fringes. We need people in Idaho, in our local Congress, to say, look, enough's enough.
Let's get it started.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Is it me or is it tax time already? Where we get the big commercials, get ready for Obamacare, get ready for this. Call us now to make sure that you're good to go so you can deal with all the troubles of Obamacare. Man. Amazing. Amazing indeed. When we take a look at, how should we put this, the challenges that we all have. Is it getting any easier for you? Maybe if you have a lot of money in the stock market, if you're retired and living the semi-good life. Remember during the Great Recession where all the folks that were living on fixed incomes were taking a beating? Now, apparently, they're doing quite well. Good, good, good. Well, we appreciate you putting a lot of good work here supporting us. Let's get to a couple of issues here. And, you know, as Congress comes in, by the way, it's interesting on this program, being the bellwether of opinion here at 580 KIDO, I was sitting there, reading some of the comments back and forth versus, you know, Congressman Labrador and why he did this with John Boehner and the Boehner payback and everything else. And many people still disappointed in the congressman and the congressman, defending himself, rightly so. But, you know, we ask the question at 580-5436 is that you take a look at how many federal programs the first district has gotten versus how many federal programs and big pork money that the second district has gotten. Well, there's a difference. You had one guy that tried to overthrow John Boehner. That would be Raul Labrador. And then you had another guy, Mike Simpson, that's literally best friends with John Boehner. The second district gets more federal pork. The first district gets nothing. In fact, you have rumors that Gowan Field could be in trouble, that Gowan Field could be going away. And look, am I scaring people? Well, you take a look at the comments on social media. People are talking about it, so why not bring it to the forefront? You know, you're going to have another BRAC closures going on, you know, base realignment and enclosure commission. And you take a look at Mountain Home, you take a look at Gowan, do we really need two facilities? I would say yes, they do different jobs. In fact, and we didn't get to this yesterday, Mountain Home is looking to put their planes, to park their planes for a little while. That's right, they're redoing their runways, apparently. And they have, what is it, 3 fighter squadrons, and we can only do 1 or 2 here in the area because of environmental concerns. Now, I don't know if we would want to turn this into Miramar out of Top Gun. I don't know if we would want to turn this into Mountain Home Jr., but you talk about an immediate economic boom, at least in the short term. You know, we have those planes here. They do their sorties back and forth. I think environmentally we're restricted to, what is it, 400 sorties, something like that, as opposed to, what is it, $2,100 a month or something that they do at Mountain Home? Which led me to think, and, you know, the issue here is whether or not we would be willing to relax our environmental restrictions to bring in those sorties from Mountain Home, at least temporarily, while their runways are rebuilt, right? I think that would be a good thing for the area. Now, again, I like clean air. I like not hearing the planes all the time, but I guess it's the sonic boom restrictions and all. We want to make sure we're friendly for the military, friendly for business. And maybe that's why Congressman Labrador decided to be friendly to John Boehner. And maybe that's why most of us have never been involved in politics. Most of us have decided, you know something, work is too political, church is too political. I want to do what's right for me and my family. As long as my lawn is mowed, my mortgage is paid, my kids are in college, life is good. And when we had, I guess, astute and competent politicians, we were good to go. The bunch we have today, not so much. But think about this. Number one, would you mind having these additional planes flying around? I'm sure folks we'll just call them the North Enders, would have an issue with it. You know, and there are some great people there. We might disagree on things politically, but that doesn't mean they're bad folks. And then number two, if it would save jobs or, you know, Congressman Labrador gets on some subcommittee, which quite frankly, I still think that once you've gone too far, it's kind of, you know, Congress and everything else, it's like work. If you don't kill the king, the king will kill you. And whether you get a subcommittee thing and you're thinking, well, how does that influence my life? Well, maybe more dollars come this way. But if you're just trying to raise your profile, well, I don't think we elected anybody to do that, right? We elected people to raise the profile of the electorate here in Idaho, not the people on Meet the Press. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
That's funny. As people start their day, of course, the latest news and talk information here at 580 KIDO, and we love to get some solutions. And, you know, you can reach me, Kevin Miller Show, on Twitter if you're one of these tweet folks. It's a great source of information. I'm finding it out as I'm talking to you and reading my Twitter feed. Imagine that. Number one. Number two, well, an old-fashioned way to get a hold of me, obviously, is email, kevin at kidoam.com. We go to Randy. And if you're just waking up, we were talking about the reaction to the attack on the French newspaper. And people are saying, look, we're tired of being bullied. Well, in the world that you live in today, you're taking your life into your own hands if you're critical of Muhammad. If you're, well, it's freedom. Well, ask that to the French folks that were killed. Well, it's expression. We should be able to make fun of dictators. If you are a person that starves your own people, you're going to kill people that make fun of you in a movie. It's just that simple. And, you know, that's where we're at here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and the failure to communicate. So we go to Randy on the emails. Kevin, if Americans don't start fighting back, this Islamic problem will just get worse. We need to boot these jack blanks out of our country. Randy. We go to Bob. Kevin, as an American, I feel like a kid on the playground that is getting bullied. How many times do I let this bully spit in my face before I say enough is enough and take out the problem? We should take care of it now, but I fear it will be after the next 9/11, which I believe will happen. Remember your thoughts, your views on Facebook, Kevin Miller Show at 580KIDO, on Twitter, Kevin Miller Show at 580, or at 580KIDO at Kevin Miller Show. As we move along, like I said, please be very careful this morning. Fog is going crazy, as we've talked about before. We don't really need to worry about that. We've got, again, as we've talked about, we've got these rollovers happening. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Other news of the day that we will get to is this issue involving, are you willing to pay more? And there's a big story from our news partners at Channel 7 where they take a look at the legislature and are we ready for more taxes to pay for schools? Are we ready to you know, fund the gasoline issue? Remember, we said that the feds are looking at this. The feds were taking a look at this as well and saying, you know, we need to, the gas prices are down. Gee, is that a coincidence? Gas prices are down, and it's time to raise the gas taxes. I don't know about that. I don't know about that indeed. By the way, let's take a look at what's happening in Congress with our friend Jared Halpern of Fox News Radio.
Even before the first bill passes the 114th Congress, the White House is out with a pair of veto threats on a bill that would approve construction of the Keystone oil pipeline and another on a plan to increase the number of hours employees must work before getting employer-backed health care.
Our commitment is to stand up for the American people and their priorities, and it's a commitment we will not break.
House Speaker John Boehner says the president is sending a message he doesn't care what voters think, but White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest questions Republicans' desire to find...
There we have it. We go back and forth. Of course, the president can continue to use his bully pulpit. The president can sit back and say these things. and vilify Congress because he has the media. So we have that issue. Also, we got into this yesterday. We didn't get too far into this here at 580-5436. The idea that California is allowing folks to look at illegal aliens as drivers. That's right. We actually had a clip yesterday of folks in California lining up that are illegals that are trying to take the driver's test. The only problem is 37% are actually passing. Yeah, that's right. Actually passing the driver's test. So shouldn't you be able to, speak English before you jump on the highways and byways? Let's take a listen. Remember, you're listening to Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO.
In the first 3 days of eligibility, over 46,000 applied, but many failed. Like all states, you first have to pass a written test, then get behind the wheel. But only 36% of applicants passed the written test in Spanish. However, supporters of the new law, like L.A. City Councilman Gil Cedillo, say that the influx of new licensed drivers is good for the Golden State.
It's very important for everyone in California to know that their highways are going to be safer and more secure, that every motorist will be licensed, tested, and insured.
1.4 million are expected to apply in the next 3 years. In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News Radio.
So coming up, we'll hear from the illegals who are actually complaining that the test is too hard. That's right, too hard. And we'll take your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, but let's go to our great friend Jessica Galler. Remember her? She was running around America. Now she's moved to one of the tough neighborhood in the Middle East. Jessica, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about your thoughts of being in the Middle East and your perception versus reality of moving
I'm
in.
I'm not sure if my perception versus reality is a good topic. Now, the Middle East is a very interesting place to be. Obviously, lots of stories going on right now. A little different than Russia, definitely, but I'm liking it so far.
Well, you like the neighborhoods where a lot of things are going on. We certainly, it's either Hezbollah or ISIS or Hamas, but before that, it's always the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Absolutely. Never a dull moment. One of the things that's happening over here is that the Palestinians applied last Friday to join the International Criminal Court in The Hague. That application is now being processed, and they're going to be able to be a part of the ICC come April 1st. And their intention with that is to apply for war crimes charges against Israel. They say that Israel was involved clearly in war crimes charges over the summer in the 50-day war with Israel between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So that's something to have note. And perhaps about $400 million in annual aid to the Palestinians could be at risk because the Palestinians signed a statute saying that they would not pursue war crimes charges or join the ICC. And if they did so, Congress could cut that aid. So that's the big story that's happening over here this week.
What about the tensions there? We never talk to you when something good is going on over there. I mean, how are things right now?
Things are tense here. A lot of people are just rolling their eyes and shaking their heads as far as seeing a peace process in the future. People are frustrated, clearly, because a lot of people think that Israel overstepped their bounds by firing rockets into Gaza. Of course, on the flip side, the Israelis are blaming the Palestinians. This has been going on for ages. It is a crucial time, and people are frustrated, as I mentioned, and they want peace. The problem is people can't seem to agree, or either side can't seem to agree on how to reach that. The United States earlier this week, State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki said that the U.S. had condemned the Palestinians' bid to join the ICC, but that looks like it's definitely going to happen as of April 1st.
Jessica, I know we have you for a few seconds. Let me hit you with this. Reaction to the Paris newspaper shooting in the Middle East, has there been any?
People are very frustrated because a lot of people here, at least that I've talked to, have said, religion is supposed to be a positive, good thing, not something that turns into violence. I think the thinking is, in general, religion that's positive is good, that has love for everyone is a great thing. But unfortunately, when it gets into the hands of people who are not exactly on the normal, I'll use that term loosely, on the range of being jihadist, or those who are a little more extreme, there's frustration with that here in general.
Jessica, welcome to the neighborhood. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Jessica Goller with us. She's replacing our friend Emily Wither, Fox News Radio. Let's go to Michael in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Oh, hello. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. You're on the air. Hi, brother.
Hey, yeah, I was weighing in on the terrorist attacks in France and kind of the similarities between the Benghazi attacks, you know, that I see.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Well, it seems to me that with the Benghazi attack, we had it over, it was some type of a movie that was supposed to be put out, but then we find out that that movie wasn't the reason. And then we've got Trey Gowdy in congressional sessions showing the truth about it. And then there's no accountability. We don't have any consequences to actions. And that's what I see as the problem.
All right.
Are you familiar with that?
I am.
Yeah. Why is it that we don't have any accountability in government when there is blatant exposure of lies?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that seems to be the thing that I'd think if I was an investigator, I'd address.
Well, you know, it comes down to this. Should people be killed for making fun of Muhammad?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it seems to me that that's just an excuse that they put out there. And I agree. You know, what's going on with somebody putting a movie out or making fun of Muhammad, and then we got the terrorists? But why won't we go after the people that actually create the terrorists? You know, if we go back to the funding, we'll find out that some of the banks and
we go back to the funding, we'll find out the Saudis are behind it.
Yes. Oh, you are absolutely right. They are. And why haven't we attacked them?
Why aren't we? Why are we wusses?
Yeah, why are we?
Michael, I got to run, but thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, our great friend Michael in Boise. Phone number is 580-5436. Time for traffic. You're listening to
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
655, 580 KIDO. Thanks to Jessica Goller. By the way, if you wonder what an illegal sounds like trying to take a driver's test...
They've been driving for so long, they feel comfortable, but always you have to start it again. And, you know, there's new laws coming every year, and you have to learn about it.
Isn't driving without a license illegal? Kind of like coming to America is illegal. The difference is they'll prosecute you for driving without a driver's license. Let's go to Jeff and Meridian with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, listen, I wanted to weigh in on this driver's license issue. So we got the illegals being able to get driver's license now, but on this station and a couple other neighboring stations, we got public service announcements running where this dude can't go pick up his girlfriend because he doesn't have a driver's license because he didn't register for the selective service. And I'm wondering, who's making these decisions here?
Okay, you'll have to expand on that, Jeff.
Well, there's on this particular channel and then a couple other down the dial, there's advertisements on, and the advertisements basically the guy doesn't have a driver's license and he can't go pick up his girlfriend for this date because he can't get a driver's license because he didn't register for the selective service when he was 18. So he can't get a driver's license. He's a
but the illegals can.
But the illegals can. Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah. I don't know. I never had a problem registering for the selective service, but
No. I got no problem with registering for the selective service. I think that's I get that.
Right.
My point is. Here's a guy born and raised in the United States, or even the state of Idaho for that matter, but the one reason he can't get a driver's license is he's failed to register. But the illegals coming in, I mean, I guess there's the bar is lowered.
My favorite is that they don't really recognize our national sovereignty laws, our citizenship laws, and they don't really recognize our driving laws because they've been driving illegally for years. It's preposterous.
Exactly.
Jeff, thank you for the call and pointing that out.
All right, thanks.
All right, good point there. You know, you come back to it. You need to get your driver's license if you're a man. I guess if you're a woman now, too. I think, yeah, the women have to register. Anyway, you got to register with the Selective Service. But I love the illegals. They've been saying they've been driving for years.
This is a good thing for, it's not just helping us to ask to have a driver's license. Yeah. It helps another drivers to feel more comfortable.
Feel more comfortable. There's a thought provoker. More on that in a minute. Let's get you to traffic. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. As we've said, 29 in Star. Coming up next, let's talk a little road safety. And are you willing to pay more to fund the schools? Boy, some things just never end, right? KIDO.